Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. A new effort to reinstall campaign contribution limits in Missouri has drawn reaction from both sides of the issue. Jason Taylor reports.
Democratic Attorney General Chris Coster, who's running for governor, supported a 2008 decision to remove campaign donation limits. He now thinks campaign financing has become much more clouded as contributions have risen from $25,000 then to $1 million or more in 2016. Although he calls it imperfect, Coster backs a ballot initiative that has been certified to cap contributions. In opposition, Republican State Senator Ed Emery of Lamar thinks campaign donation limits are an infringement on individual liberty. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
Jim Stirk had his first press conference today as Mizzou's athletic director. Bill Pollack reports.
Jim Stirk was introduced today as the athletic director for the University of Missouri. Some fans may have felt that they were burned by Mac Rhodes, who left after just 14 months. Stirk says he and his family are here to stay.
As I said, this is a destination spot. We don't jump around. That's not us. And we made this decision to stay here long term. And so I have no intention of leaving. So you're stuck with me.
And that was certainly a hot button issue for Interim Chancellor Hank Foley.
I believe him 100%, or I wouldn't have hired him. I'll be honest with you, it was that important to me. That was what was the most important to me is, look, you got all these boxes checked, but I need somebody who's going to come here and stay here. He convinced me he would, so I'm convinced.
Stirk says he plans to take over August 22nd. From Columbia, Bill Pollack, Missouri Net.
The driver believed to have hit and killed a 12-year-old in St. Louis has been arrested. Clinton Vorse died after being hit by a speeding car Tuesday night. The driver fled the scene after hitting Vorse. A man was shot to death last night in southwest Missouri's McDonald County. The name of the 37-year-old man killed has not been released. There's no word if any arrests have been made. A Kansas City man has been sentenced to 12 years in federal prison after being accused of using a bomb to rob a bank in January 2015. 30-year-old Stephen Marquain Davis held a remote control device when he walked up to a teller and said the bomb was on the side of the building. The annual Perseids meteor shower can be seen tonight and tomorrow night. University of Missouri astronomer Angela Speck says a telescope or binoculars won't be necessary.
If you've got something that's fairly stationary that you're just trying to look at really closely, then binoculars or a telescope are great. But it's actually very hard to track because you're trying to watch something that's moving very fast and you don't know exactly where it's going to be.
She recommends finding a dark place where there are no city lights. This is Missouri Net News.